The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Kathy Groover, author of the book entitled The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, Hundreds of Ways to Take Charge of Your Health Naturally. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based, practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion, focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of that healing process. In the news this week, we have yet more conflicting information about calcium supplementation. And not to confuse you more, I am trying to follow through on this train of evidence. This information comes from the February 26th Medline Plus article from U.S. Preventative Services Task Force on supplementation in healthy older women. They're telling us that older women who are healthy now, not ones that have osteoporosis, osteopenia, whether they be pre- or postmenopausal, but healthy older women should not take calcium and vitamin D supplements to prevent bone fractures. That is, healthy adults don't need them because lower doses may not really work. Higher doses, well, they still aren't saying, we're still studying, the government is up in the air. So if you're vitamin D deficient or you have osteopenia or osteoporosis, you still should probably talk with your doctor about taking some form of calcium and vitamin D if appropriate. There is another recommendation I like better than what this Preventative Services Task Force tells us. It's the Institute of Medicine recommendation. We're told if you're under 50 as a woman, you need 1,000 milligrams of elemental calcium a day. For gentlemen older than 60 to 70, that's 1,200 of calcium. Now, here's the rub. What I would suggest and caution us all to remember is that there is some literature indicating that side effects, including heart attack and possibly kidney stones, with doses higher than 600 to 800 milligrams of elemental calcium per day out of the bottle, might happen. So to avoid that, you want to make sure that most of your calcium is coming from diet whenever possible. So that's milk and dairy, and certainly some leafy green vegetables. And again, for vitamin D, for bone health, we want to first and foremost take a blood level and see where we're at. There's lots of reasons to have low D, including low cholesterol, purposefully low cholesterol from the statins. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Kathy Groover is a host, just like me. She has a national TV show, and it's based on her first book, which we get to talk about today. Again, it's The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. She has earned her PhD in natural health. She's also a licensed massage therapist, and she does private phone, in-person, and email health consultations. She maintains a massage and natural health practice in Santa Barbara, California. Lucky her. Welcome, Dr. Kathy, to Your Holistic Health.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Kathy. This is going to be weird, both of us being Dr. Kathy. I love it.
Okay. Well, you can be a K and I'll be a C. How's that?
Perfect. We'll go with that.
All right. You know, I kind of think there is an inner healer in our body, and I'm going to just guess that you've got some really strong opinions on that as well. Do you really think the body can heal itself?
I do. And, you know, there's not only been evidence of that throughout history, but, you know, if we give the body what it needs, if we get rid of the things it doesn't need and we give it what it needs, whether it's calcium or magnesium or vitamin D or leafy greens or water and air, a spiritual practice, a strong belief grounded in something that that gives us spiritual health as well? I think we do. I think we have the ability to heal itself when it's given the right thing, just like a plant. If you give it the right stuff, it's going to grow. You don't have to mess with it too much. It's just it's innate ability to do that.
It's actually a fascinating mystery in terms of the journey that I think can be spun in a way that perhaps is a little bit different than the ordinary when I say healing involves living forward. And let me explain that. I think living forward means living in the moment, certainly first and foremost, but anticipating the goal. And what is the goal? As a Christian, we are certainly seeking eternity with Christ. Here's a really neat scripture to put a spin on that living forward and healing principle. And it's from Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And I quote, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus," end quote. So let's talk a little bit about homeopathy. And, you know, honestly, after all these months, I have yet to have someone on the show specifically focused on the practice of homeopathic remedies. So here you go. You get to tell us. What is the difference now between, just basically, between classical and constitutional homeopathy?
Yes, that's a really good question, because so much of our exposure to homeopathics is actually what you're seeing in a health food store. You might see a little vial of pills labeled cold or PMS. The general difference is classical homeopathy believed that there was one remedy for your specific set of symptoms. So if you go into a homeopath's office and you've got a headache and I go in with a headache, we're probably going to walk out with two really different things. They did not believe in classical homeopathy or in combination homeopathics. They believed one remedy was it, and if it didn't work, you'd move on to the next remedy. You would never mix them. Constitutional homeopathics, which I actually don't see much of being practiced anymore, it took a personality type and gave you a specific remedy that would strengthen your personality type into positive characteristics and also help subside any illnesses that you were experiencing. The most common one that I see used when it is Pulsatilla, used for children. Typically they're fair-haired, fair skin, light eyes. They tend to be very clingy. They're that sort of caricature of the little girl huddled behind mom's apron and not wanting to talk and crying around strangers. That is a typical Pulsatilla personality type. And as we get older, of course, we're no longer hiding behind our mom's skirt, but there are still adult personality traits that mimic that type of behavior. So if you have a child who's weepy and clingy, giving them Pulsatilla can oftentimes erase those symptoms. So the other kind of homeopathics we see often, I mentioned already, is combination homeopathics. That's the more common way we're seeing it now. And like I said before, you walk into your local drugstore or local health food store and you'll see this row of little vials that say things like headache, PMS, cold, joint pain. And what those are those the most commonly used remedies put in a combination? And what they do is they hope that one or two of them work for your set of symptoms. So it covers more general things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. I use them pretty frequently in my life. I don't do a lot of prescribing of homeopathics in my practice anymore, but occasionally I throw them in if I think it's going to help. But I've found them to be invaluable. I really think homeopathics is a great system of medicine, and I'd like to see this country use more of it. It's definitely more popular in Europe than it is here.
Very quickly, what are one or two principles on which homeopathy is based? So the law of infinitesimals and similars and so on, so people can understand.
Yes. Sure. Their theory is that like cures like. So if you are having symptoms of a bright red face and it's hot and it's pulsating and you've got a headache, that sounds very similar to what happens if you take large doses of a poison. If you take a small dose of it, literally infinitesimal, it's going to erase those symptoms. So it almost works on the idea of a vaccine. You give someone a small dose of something and your body does the opposite thing and actually gets rid of it. So that's to me the easiest way to explain the like cures like thing. And the smaller the dose, the stronger it is. So it's also opposite of how we would think of it from a Western medicine perspective. So smaller, smaller, smaller is bigger, bigger, bigger.
So you're going to see concentrations like 1C, 10C, 100C, 1X, 3X, something like that. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and that's the smaller.
Exactly. And the dosages in Europe are very, very different than the dosages here in the States. Because they don't do a lot of prescribing of homeopathics, if I think someone is really going to benefit from a very intense consultation, I'll send them to one of the amazing homeopaths here locally. I'm really a big fan of complementary practitioners helping each other out and sending someone to who's going to know the most of that. And I know the basics, but for someone that I think could really benefit from a full homeopathic treatment, I'm going to send them to someone a little more expert than myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how close you are to Scripps in La Jolla, but there's a great PharmD out there that has a homeopathic pharmacy called Arcata. Arcata, I believe that's it. So La Jolla Scripps Clinic, for those of you listeners who want more information. Okay, mind, body, spirit. Let's talk a little bit about sort of emotions and the mind. I'll put those two in the same category and ask you about healthy alternatives for something that Carolyn Miss talks about, a practice called woundology. And just briefly, what she's talking about is using our wounds as a way to connect with people and seeking their approval of all things. Boy, that's pretty powerful. That's a pretty powerful statement. Are there people that are like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we meet them every day. It's the person that's, still complaining about their ex-husband from 20 years ago or still bad-mouthing their parents for something that happened when they were six. These are people that have found, and typically very unconsciously, that they're getting secondary gain. They're getting attention. They're getting recognition for leading with their wound as opposed to leading with something positive. Just having this conversation yesterday with another practitioner, my mother died when I was 18 of cancer. And I very rarely tell people that. And when I do, it's in a situation of, I can relate to you with the cancer because my mother passed away. Or here's how I learned to deal with someone who was dying. I never lead with that of, oh, please feel sorry for me. Oh, please give me attention. I was orphaned at such a young age. There's this positive spin put on a negative thing. And one of the other things Carolyn May says is that our biography becomes our biology. And these stories that we're consistently telling over and over again are going to start affecting our physiology. And I have seen that to be true. I have a client who was so happy every time her back went out because she could lay on the couch and cuddle with the cats and her husband would clean the house.
And she there's a thought.
Yeah, it was a great plan, except that she was in constant pain, and she ended up hooked on pain pills, and, there was all this fallout from, instead of making the choice of, hey, honey, I would so appreciate it if you'd help me clean, or there's a cleaning service you can get, she was, and I'm not saying she caused her own back pain, but she enjoyed when it happened because she got extra attention. Maybe as a kid when you had headaches, your mother would coddle you, or if you had the flu, maybe your parents would finally give you attention that you weren't getting any other time. So on some level, we hold on to that because there was positive feedback from it. Mm. And that's what she meant by that. And I think there's, I would rather get positive attention by helping people or smiling at them or giving them a compliment or telling them, hey, my book just came out, let's come go celebrate that, than digging up horrible things that happened to me in my past. It's a healthier way to live, focusing on the positive and getting your attention that way.
And I think sort of in tandem with that, another healthy alternative that you sort of allude to in your book is sort of a principle of personal responsibility in life, not one that's necessarily pain-free or risk-free or not sacrificially free, if I may, but one that really turns the arrow outward towards the intent and the happiness of another instead of self. So some people might call that turning from a victim mentality to one of, a problem solver, if you will. But I think seeking connection with people is not bad in any way, but how one goes about it can be healthy or unhealthy. And Carolyn really hit the nail on the head. And I'd never really heard the concept of woundology, and yet we all know examples, perhaps even in ourselves, of that type of behavior, and we want to try our very best holistically to change our thoughts and our practice of personal responsibility and hopefully change our entire outlook, our entire healing process in this journey. All right, now let's go to the body, and your book talks about back pain. What alternative ideas besides medications do you have for some types of back pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a quandary because people go to their doctor and the doctor, you know, they don't say stretch necessarily. They don't tell them to go get a massage. They hand them a muscle relaxer. They might send them for physical therapy. They might give them pain pills. They'll do an MRI. Oh, suddenly they need surgery. And I'm not saying there aren't times that we need a muscle relaxer and surgery. There certainly are, and no one should be suffering from back pain. But because the basis of my practice is massage, I have seen a lot of clients who were pretty much on their way to surgery, and after a couple sessions with me, didn't need the surgery anymore. There's always other options to explore. Whether it's acupuncture, can be really, really great for back pain. Stretching, water therapy, yoga can be great. Chiropractic. There have been so many times where people come to my office and they say, "You know, I'm really tight. I need a massage." And I'll get 10 minutes into it and say, "Wow, you know, your neck is really, really out of place. Are you okay with me ending this massage right now? You need to get to a chiropractor." I'm not about to take their money for an hour and continue to work on them if I know somebody else can do the job better. So I will send them to the chiropractor to get the neck put back, then let's address the muscles. Like I said before, I work really closely with a lot of practitioners in town. And I think before you rush under the knife, because as we talked about, our bodies having this inner healer, once you start cutting things and putting in rods or doing a fusion, the body's inner healer really has trouble dealing with that. Mm. The closer to nature we can keep our bodies, the more apt we're going to be able to make those changes ourselves. So to me, the surgery and the drugs are a last resort. Sometimes it can be a long haul. You know, it's easier to pop 6 Advil than it is to spend a couple days stretching and doing acupuncture. I totally understand that need for immediate pain relief. And again, don't suffer. You shouldn't be suffering through pain. But explore what other options there could be. And it might be as simple as going to find a really good qualified massage therapist and seeing what they can do for you. And just a warning with that, if you're having pain or if you're having an injury, please be picky about who puts their hands on you. There's a lot of sort of shopping center massage places popping up now, and some of the therapists there are amazing. Some of them are fresh out of school and really don't know what to do with you if you're having sciatica or you can't turn your head. They were taught very basic massage, and further than that, they don't know. And I've seen people get hurt from massage therapists that don't know what they're doing. I've been injured from a massage therapist that got too enthusiastic while stretching me, which you shouldn't have even been doing. So be very picky about who you choose to put their hands on you. It can make the difference between total healing and a lawsuit.
I agree. We're going to take a break. And if you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight, we're talking with Kathy Groover, author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, Hundreds of Ways to Take Charge of Your Health Naturally. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host, and tonight we're talking with Dr. Kathy Groover, author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet. So, Kathy, let's now move to nutrition, and I can never get enough of good conversation around nutrition because I think it's an incredibly fundamental building block in health and healing, naturally, traditionally, any way you want to cut it. So specifically, an intriguing part of nutrition, which is that is the concept of fasting. I'm hearing more and more people talking about fasting. I don't know if it's perhaps somewhat related to the Lenten season, but it's actually scriptural. And in Matthew 6:18, we're told that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Fasting is healthy and it's scriptural. How would one go about this safely, in your opinion?
Yeah, you want to fast slowly, which sounds very funny, but I know people who suddenly decide one day, I'm going to fast, and they completely cut out food. I think it's really dangerous to do that, to go from full meals to not eating anything. You want to start out maybe by tapering off your meals, maybe the night before you're going to do a fast, rather than having a big dinner, have a big salad. And then also listen to your body. If you're starting to feel really uncomfortable, have a little something. Don't consider it cheating. You know, don't beat yourself up for it. We need to be gentle. But also consider, why do you want to do the fast? I know also a lot of people, and I'm seeing this more and more, they're about to get married and they suddenly decide they want to lose 50 pounds. Not a good decision. You can't lose weight that fast, and completely cutting out eating is definitely not a good way to lose weight. It can be really dangerous if you do that if you're under, I think it's 125 pounds, if you're pregnant, if you're diabetic, if you're, you know, there are certain reasons you shouldn't be fasting. I think doing a day here and there, especially for spiritual reasons, is great. It really does allow the body and the mind and the spirit to reset itself. I'm a fast metabolizer, and I'm incredibly active, and I'm a protein metabolizer. So me not eating just doesn't work for me. So instead what I do is there was a great Native American cleansing diet that I would do. It was one day of nothing but vegetables, one day of nothing but fruits, one day of nothing but broth, one day of nothing but herbal teas. I couldn't handle the herbal tea day, so I would make a combo of fruits and vegetables. And I would feel so incredible after those 4 days. It allows your colon to cleanse. It allows your body to reset. It was great for my mind. I slept wonderfully those 4 days. And I do that once every 6 to 8 months as a way to sort of restart my body's systems and give it a break. I mean, it's digesting constantly. It's tired. It needs a break. But don't go crazy with a radical fast. I think it's really dangerous. And if you want to undertake something that's more than a day here and there, I would go to a professional, go to a nutritionist, and have them help counsel you through that so you can do what's right for your individual body and not something you read in some magazine somewhere because it sounded like a good idea. I think fasting should be under supervision if you're going to do it for more than a day.
I'm going to add to that, check with your physician or primary caregiver before you begin any fasting for safety reasons that were mentioned by Kathy, as well as others specific to your medical conditions.
Absolutely.
This is not for everyone, so... All right, still on the nutrition theme, talk to us about some good foods. I'm thinking about, let's try fats, because fats are misunderstood. They need some love here. How about that? Good fats. Let's talk about it.
Yes. Yes, and I've had multiple people say to me, oh, I'm completely cutting out fat. Well, that's a really bad idea. We need fats in our diet. We need carbohydrates. We need proteins. We need fats. Good fats. We don't want fast food fats. We don't want lots of French fry fats. We want good fats like avocados, coconut oil, olive oil, the good fats in nuts. And so many people who, again, going back to the weight loss, they decide they're going to completely cut out fat, and their skin gets really dry, and their hair starts to become brittle. We need a certain amount of fat in our body, and the omega-3s are incredibly important, that come from the cod liver oil and the flaxseed oil and the cold water fish. And we don't hear much about the nines because our body naturally produces those. The threes and the sixes we get from external sources. And it used to be, way back when, they were pretty much going into our diet in equal amounts. It was sort of 1-to-1, sometimes 2-to-1, the threes to the sixes. Well, now we're completely out of balance with all the fast food and the processed food and the fried food. We're now getting the sixes to the threes about 16 to 1. That's a lot of omega-6s. And the sixes are inflammatory. Those are the ones that are maybe contributing to disease. The threes are the ones we want. Those are the anti-inflammatory fats. So cut out the sixes, get a bunch of threes. We need them for our diet. They also make food taste better. And if you look at some of these products that are, quote, no fat or low fat, well, they have to be putting something in to make it palatable to you. So consider what else they might be adding in to make it taste good enough that you're actually going to eat it. I'm not a big fan of no fat or low fat products. because of, again, all the preservatives and additives and things they've got to put in to make it taste good. So get your good fats and avoid a lot of those fried and adulterated foods. I think it's a good choice.
All right. We're coming up on the final moments of our show, and I want to ask you one provocative question. But before I do, let's give your listeners some information on where they can go to purchase your book, to learn more about your work in California, again, which is by telephone, email, as well as in person, and any events that you would like to promote that are coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my website is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. And there you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. I've got a bunch of free health tips. My third book is just about to come out. My second book's already out on mind-body medicine. You can find all of that there on my site. And sign up for consultations there as well. And one event that I'm really excited about that's coming up is I'm doing a cruise in September through PraiseWorks. We're going to be doing some amazing body, mind, and spirit talks and workshops. I'm going to be talking about stress, practical weight loss, nutrition. I'm with three amazing other women speakers. We're going to Alaska for a week. I'm so excited about this cruise, and we're starting to sell out, so I'm letting everybody know. If you go to my website, again, The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, there's a banner there you can click on. It'll take you to all the information about the cruise and all of us amazing speakers. So I'd love to see you all there. It's going to be really, really a good time.
That sounds so exciting, and thank you again for sharing. And that's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com for more information. All right, Kathy, here's your closing question, and it's coming from your book. And in there you state that walking a path to healing can be difficult, but we all do have the ability to choose that path. Please close with us in an inspirational message, and let our listeners feel that warmth and that message of hope that you feel is possible for all of us. Please.
No matter what's happening around us, in the world, in our family, in our neighborhood, we have the strength, we have the ability to take back control of our own health. Sometimes it's not popular, sometimes it's not easy, but it's a path we can all walk. We can do that with our strong spirit, with our healthy body, with a sound mind, and we have the ability to make that choice every single day.
I love that. And it sounds to me like you're an excellent role model for that message and for healing from a mind, body, and spirit perspective. And we wish you every success and continued success with your TV show and your writing.
Thank you.
All right, it's time to close our show with the quote of the week. And this is from James Faust, and I quote, "Honesty is more than not just lying. It's truth-telling, it's truth-speaking, truth-living, and truth-loving," end quote. Thanks so much again to our guest tonight, Dr. Kathy Gruver, author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet, Hundreds of Ways to Take Charge of Your Health Naturally. More information can be found on thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. And I would like to ask you to join me. Here's another event in Worcester, Mass. On April the 3rd, Wednesday, for the 5th Annual Complementary and Integrative Therapies and Lectures Expo at UMass Medical School on campus. That's really exciting. Next week, our guest is going to be Lisa Dunster, who's the Gulf War veteran and CEO of the Compass Retreat Center for Returning Vets. She's going to talk about moral injury. That should be a phenomenal show. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a library of free articles on health-related topics written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this very same time for the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for your holistic health.